The Advanced Animation Team from Chapin High School is the only animation team from El Paso that has taken state and has gone on to place third in nationals, beating MIT Prep. Today, my guests are third-year advanced animation students Joshua Hernandez, Ivan Contreras, George Rojas, and their teacher, Craig Weisbart. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
So let's talk about this. I mean, you all have been around since 2006, and you have come quite a ways. How do you do that, Craig?
A lot of trial and error and a lot of persuasion that we really do need the equipment to get the job done and a lot of perseverance. And I'm dedicated to students all the way. I've taught for 40 years, and I love my job, and the students know this, and the key is to get involved with them no matter what it takes.
And you can tell. I mean, we were talking about how, you know, going up against schools that have a lot of money and a lot of resources, it kind of makes you up your ante when it comes to being crafty. What kinds of things do you guys do in order to pull off your animations?
Well, especially with our modeling and how we do the graphics and textures on all of our stuff, we have to really dial it down. Just the other day, Josh here froze our computer for like an hour, and some of the models that me and George have made completely crashed our computers.
We have to put limits on ourselves because we can make practically like anything, but it's just the computers that have us like dumb it down a little bit, because there's some things that we want to make that just won't let us do.
But somehow you're winning, so how does that work?
A lot of it, we'll go in and we'll make a bunch of different scenes and render it in pieces. That way we don't have to render this huge scene. We'll cut back on that. So we just have whatever we need in view at the moment is what we're rendering.
Yeah, it's true. Like if we like make a house, we'll just get some scenes from outside the house. And if we go in the house, we'll make a completely different scene where it's just the room and no like outside environment.
So, I mean, that makes you a lot less dependent on the technology. I see that as a plus, no?
I teach them to be totally self-efficient, not to rely on anyone. So they've learned well to improvise, especially by the time they're in the third year.
Now, any new tricks that you all have discovered while...
Classified information.
Ah. Oh, that's right, because we should talk. I mean, you guys are continuing to go on and win, and you have a big competition in January.
Right.
I know we cannot talk about what you're going to do because the competition might be listening, but can you tell us, how do you prepare for a competition?
It is less formal than you think, honestly. Whenever we prepare for a competition, it starts off plain and simply finding the documents, figuring out where it's going to be, what the theme is, all the basic stuff. And then we'll go in after school, get some dry erase markers, clear the whiteboard, and just
fight for a few minutes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like anger.
Arguing.
Let's emphasize the word fight there.
It's part of the creative. You need those tensions, right?
They're
out of
awesome.
Those tensions, that's where you get to
about
the final product.
About 2 hours later, we'll have a successful 2 minutes.
After some fists have been flown.
So how long does it take you to produce, let's say, 2 minutes of animation?
It depends.
Depends. If we wanted to, we could make a low-quality video, something reminiscent of maybe 2000s cartoons, probably, in under a month, honestly.
Really?
But
I'd say like a couple weeks, really.
More than likely. But honestly, because of how we standardize ourselves, him with how he wants to make everything look incredibly realistic, Josh is who I'm pointing to, by the way.
I think he's
George
OCD.
George here with his OCD placement and extra fine detail. He'll model things in scenes that aren't even visible. Like, he'll put the pipe in a building when you can't see the piping.
The thing is, it's for like self like perseverance. So long as I know it's there, I'm comfortable with it.
Right. Because
I'll feel good. Like, yeah, that's a complete video. If it's not there, then I'm just going to watch that video, not content with it at all.
Meanwhile, these guys are who cares about the pipes, right?
Yeah.
You can't see them.
And then in my case, I'm a speed modeler, I guess, because I'll build entire cities or entire worlds and then remember that, oh, wait, we still have to do effects, huh? So
right.
By those same standards that we set ourselves, it'd probably take anywhere from 3 months to four if our equipment's being nice to us.
For competition, do you all prepare your piece prior to and present it there?
Oh, yeah. Okay. In fact, we have trial runs. I do want to say that these are very dedicated students. They're there way till after school, usually till 6 o'clock or later.
Well, it sounds like it.
They want to win. And to be quite honest with you, this is one of the best animation teams I've ever had.
Wow, guys, that's saying a lot because, you know, these guys took third in nationals and took state.
We're trying to keep that legacy alive.
Our goal
right
is
now
to take first in the nation.
No pressure.
So we're trying.
No pressure. None at all. It was funny because the way we started off is we were second years last year, which means we just took the class like normal. But at the end of the year, we have to do final projects. 30-second video to prove that we learned something over the year.
Yeah, just a 30-second video.
30 seconds, okay? But we asked if we could work together as a team. Our video ended up being 5 minutes.
10,000 frames.
But you know, their video for first year was better than some of the second and third year videos.
So how do you find this talent? Did you guys set out to be animators? Or what is it that you want to do? Or
Personally, Ivan, he was in animation sophomore year, and he was just telling me and Josh about it. So then towards the end of sophomore year, we talked to Wisebart saying that we want to join. And Wisebart told me and Josh that we could end up taking 1 and 2 the same year. So that's what we did. So basically, last year, being in animation 2 is mine and Josh's first year.
And my second. More or less, it started with me making one video that didn't really look that great, in my opinion. But it was good enough that I sparked the interest of my two friends here.
Well, I mean, obviously.
He's being very modest. It was a great video. It was that robot that got shot at and blown up. I remember it well in the desert.
How do you make up the stories? Is there one of you that in particularly creates the stories?
Generally, it falls under we each create a plot line, a story, an arc. We like write the stories completely.
And, like, we fuse
and
them
then
together.
We all kind of look at each other and we're like, mine. And then a battle and a half later, we've managed to mix them all together.
There's a lot of arguing. We've had like 3 different arguments for 3 different videos so far.
They're still friends.
Well, it's part of the creative process.
Yeah, of course.
In fact, for our video last year, it was hilarious because we were arguing so much about what the story was when the video was finished. We weren't even sure what the story was.
And it's funny. We had so much like planned out. Like, for instance, we wanted to like have a space battle and then they crash land on a planet and have a planet battle. But we were putting so much in the video that we ended up just doing the space battle and just like left half of it like undone, like
The sad part was we actually made the clips, we made the Earth, we made the characters, we made everything to make the full video. Time just got away from us because our computers couldn't handle
it. Time was our enemy.
But it seems like, I mean, more than anything, you guys have the passion for it.
Well, and requirements to be mentally ill to be in my class.
Right. Seems
but
like
I'm
it.
I'm a part
I mean,
of it, so.
There's, I mean, you're talking yeah. math, there's details, oh, there's, you know, the
And these
the
guys just sort it out. They just have an incredible knack, I will say that, to put it all together. And he's the silent one over here, Josh. But he sits there and just kind of works behind the scenes, and man, what they don't know, he fills in. He's got the answers. It's incredible to watch these guys work.
And what's it like for you to
Money
to
can't
teach
buy
him?
This. I mean, this is just something that I feel so happy about. I mean, I just feel like a mission from God on something like this. It's, again, I, you know, the pay, I don't even worry about that. I just am so glad I'm able to change their lives or affect them somehow where it's going to be a positive effect later on in the future for them.
And you know what? That's tougher to learn than anything else.
It is.
You know, just work happy, be happy, and produce good work, which is what you guys are doing. Well, now that we know you've got the right pieces, I wish you nothing but good luck in your competition. It happens in January.
Yes.
And if you all win, will you come back to State of the Arts and then you can reveal what it was about?
That'd be really neat, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts today. My guests have been third-year animation students from Chapin High School, Joshua Hernandez, Ivan Contreras, George Rojas, and their teacher, Craig Weisbart. Thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.